Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical, and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of the Cosmic Confessions podcast. This is our part two. This is our follow-up of our to be continued from the last time. It's a juicy one. So, Avery, without further ado.
Sure. So, today's confession is that this episode is dedicated to our male listeners, all the men out there.
Yep. Here we go.
And why is that?
You ready? Buckle up. Buckle up. Here we go. All right. I'm going to start off this episode with a quote, a really epic quote that I think will anchor us to what we really need to talk about today.
Okay.
It says, "The sacred masculine does not play games, for he holds all others equal to himself. He does not hide from what his heart speaks. He listens with an open ear, embracing his intuition, knowing that as a warrior, his instincts are sharp. He does not run from conflict, knowing that resolution is the trait of kings." Oof. So this is a really important topic, because the reality is that for this podcast, believe it or not, we have a lot of guys that listen to our podcast, and the three of us really wanted to dedicate an episode for them, and hopefully, like, the women that are listening, this will help you also maybe understand the men in your life and how to honor them, and also invite in this healthy, grounded, sacred masculine, yeah, divine masculine, in your dynamic or in your relationships. So should I start?
Yeah.
Or
go okay? For it. Quote,
yeah, maybe. Yeah. So what I love about this quote is that it speaks to this archetype. So we want to have this lensing, you know, the listeners, of divine masculine and feminine. We're talking about an archetype. This mm-hmm. is beyond a gender, right? This is an archetype. This is an embodiment of a certain energy, mm-hmm. certain flavor, right? And so just like there's divine feminine characteristics mm-hmm. in all of us, right, men and women, same thing. There's divine and sacred masculine too. And what we really want to do today is invite in – listen, there's so many podcasts out there about toxic masculinity and, like, all the things that men do wrong. We're not – this is not an episode about bashing guys and men. This is an invitation for – men to embody this beautiful, natural energy within them. And hopefully as women, we can help invite that into, you know, the men that we love and we care about in our lives too. So I just wanted to, like, say this is not an episode to, like, bash guys. No, this is an invitation
to, like, love them.
To love them and to invite you guys into this space so you can be the fullest expression of who you are as a guy, you know? And I just feel like the language in this quote is so beautiful, because it speaks to this this natural wiring and, like, characteristics that I see in men that I so appreciate. Like, men that are, like, in my life that are fully, like, embodied in this, they – I really feel like they're Avery. This is gonna be a fun episode, guys. Listen, Linda. I just feel like the men, and think about the men in your life, ladies, right, that really embody this. I feel like they're leaders, they're protectors, they know how to hold it down. They're not scared of, like, expressing their feelings and, like, doing the work, you know? It's like They're warriors. They hold it down, and they're true leaders. Like, I know the archetype of the divine feminine. What do we want? Yeah. A leader.
Yeah.
We want protector. And a protector.
So we can feel soft and not have to.
Correct.
Yes, and be in our divine masculine.
Right. So, and I feel like when when men aren't given the opportunity to lead, right? Like, for example, I am a, let's also call a spade, like, I'm also a very hyper independent person.
And especially,
but, you know, we, I think as women, we also have to be mindful of, hey, are we, where are we part of the problem too? You know, we have to make sure that we're creating a space that can invite, you know, the masculine to be fully embodied too. You know what I'm saying? So I just, I love this quote because it just like cuts to the heart of the matter. And then I'm handing the mic over to Alex. Because I feel like we just, as women, we can kind of make it really hard for men to be this because we're so pressured to be hyper independent or whatever the case is. And I just, I feel like this is a beautiful conversation so we can support the men that are in our lives and that listen to our podcast on the regular.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of power in this topic because I think a lot of men aren't really recognized for the beautiful beings that they are and can be. And I think that there's not a lot of safety that's really created for them to actually open up and to be able to understand who they are so then they can step into this space of healing and actually becoming more vulnerable so then they can be understood. A big, like a huge thing for me is vulnerability. Like men think because of our society that vulnerability is weakness. And I actually think vulnerability is one of the most courageous things a man can do. To be able to like feel into your emotions and to be able to say, I'm feeling this right now takes so much courage, not weakness. And if you're able to feel enough where there are like, not that you have to cry and break down, but if you're able to feel where there are tears even coming up, that's actually so manly to me because it's showing that like you're giving yourself permission to feel, which means you're giving yourself permission to heal, which I don't know about you ladies, but it's like a huge turn on. like that is something for me that is like at this point of my life, a non-negotiable. If you are not willing to be vulnerable, if you're not willing to communicate and to understand that you do have emotions and that they are all serving a purpose, then it will just, there will be a complete disconnection. But I would say I think a big part of even this topic in terms of the wounded masculine versus the divine masculine, I think is really creating that safe space. And I think for us as women is maybe learning how to truly do that because I do think we are also in a society where our expectations of how men need to show up and then their expectations of us are at such different levels, and then there's no bridge in between, which is the communication. It's just expectations on both ends with no actual common ground. And I think that when we can start to understand that communication is number one in a relationship in order to create vulnerability and safety on both sides, that's when we can actually create a divine partnership. And that's really huge for me, especially like I have so many male clients and I adore them because they're all ready and willing to learn how to communicate. Yes, they might not start out as good communicators and yes, they might not have any idea how to understand or interpret or feel into their emotions, but the willingness to show up and figure it out is like such a warrior like energy for me. Like, okay, you're willing to, you don't know how, but you're willing to figure out how. Okay, I love that. I respect it. I honor it. And I think for a lot of the men right now who are more maybe in the wounded masculine space, it's understandable based off of the society that we live in, that we've grown up in, especially nowadays. But this is your permission to start to find safety and comfort in knowing that it's okay to feel your emotions and to start healing. Because the women that you're going to truly find a deep connection with and the women that I think are going to be able to fully meet you and love you the way you deserve and vice versa is going to be once you start doing the work and you're willing to no longer be in the denial, but you're willing to say, okay, I know now that I've maybe shown up in ways that are not necessarily creating protection or safety or a level of vulnerability, but that stops now, and I'm making the choice to now start doing the work. Yeah.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Aves?
She's going to be real quiet on this episode.
What's coming up for you?
Let's see. I think that I find what I find attractive in males is like when they can have a emotional and intellectual conversation, mm-hmm. rather than something that they are seeking that is purely just like physical.
Absolutely.
So I find, I guess that goes along with like what you're saying, is that if you can communicate your emotions and your feelings and just be communicative about everything, then I feel like I can open up more and be softer and meet you in the middle of like what your true needs are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, like we're all primal, but a lot of men are programmed for quicker dopamine
hits,
right? So drug, sex, porn, whatever, that's going to... Mm. Working out, all those things, it's quick euphoric feelings and then that release. So it's like, how are these masculine men outside of that? Because that's what I like look for, is like, mm-hmm. how are you intellectually thank you making conscious decisions throughout the day that is like, I don't know. As a whole, though, we all need to do that so that we're 0.5% better than we were yesterday, mm-hmm. right? But it really comes down to, like, I don't know. For me, it's just, like, a very emotional and intellectual type of, like, connection that I yearn for.
Yes, likewise. And I think it also is because, especially us three as entrepreneurs, I think it is really hard because we are constantly in our masculine.
Well, yes, very much so. Like the hyper independency, yes. is like out of control. Yep. I mean, it's so, I feel it so intensely when you say that. You know, and I think it does have to, it comes from like running businesses, yep. and sometimes being, you know, both roles in the family. Like if you're around like your kids just solo a lot, like it's a lot to embody. So, and like we were saying too, like I have to check in to also like remind myself that like if someone is asking me if I'm okay or if they can help me, I have to let them, because yeah. I have an issue with letting people help me,
especially for men, because part of who they are is to provide for the feminine, right? Like think about caveman days. The men went out and they hunted for us, right? Like they were the ones to provide and to create safety and security.
Right. So when I'm the one that's doing it all the time, it's hard to let go and allow someone else to do that for me.
And then the man feels like he can't show up to be
right.
the man.
And then I've heard, oh, you're demasculating. Yeah. You don't release control. And that's something I'm trying to work on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to say I'm not like that. But I think it's also the energy that I was put in, or the role that I felt that I was put in for so long. So I have to break through a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think, like, for me especially, I think there is a lot more compassion just because I am working with so many men also. I mean, I love my female clients. But... the men who are just willing to kind of dive in and are so scared, but can admit to me that they're scared, but like never tell anyone, right? But like can admit that, but can say, but I know I need to do this, whether that's to create a better relationship with their wife, with their girlfriend, at work, with their friendships, whatever, with their kids, like regardless of what it's for, they know it's necessary. And I think that when we can step into a space for both sides to realize, okay, the feminine and the masculine both have work to do, then we can come to a place where there is a lot more compassion. And I think that we're in this space right now where, like we were saying in the last episode, the divine feminine are going through so much deep healing as a collective right now. Like, we're almost needing the masculine to now step up. Like, it is no more hiding and running and no more pretending you don't feel things, no more being ashamed of how you feel or playing the games and pretending you don't care. That doesn't work anymore. Like, it's now time for you guys to, like, shine your light because you are such incredible people. And we don't want to just, there's so many reels right now and so many things on Instagram of like, well, it's just the one with the P. Projection. It's just like our.
Projection?
Not projection, but like when we're thinking that, when we're thinking that they're going to be something that they're not and then we get disappointed. Why can't I think of the word?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I mean.
But that could be that's a projection.
Is it projection?
Yeah.
But, like, we're expecting you guys to be a certain way. Then that doesn't happen. Then we get disappointed. And then it's like, okay, everyone now has to hate the men.
Right.
And I think it's about saying, well, wait a second. How can we as women show up in a way where we're creating safety? And how can the men show up in a way where they're also creating protection and safety?
Right.
So the communication happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, yeah, it's so, so true. And I know for me, just like, you know, with Avery too, and you Alex as well, it's just, it's so hard for me to like be in my feminine. Mm-hmm. It's so hard for me to just like soften and be at ease. And what I'm noticing, I mean, we can kind of share like what helps us, like what would be helpful, like for men to embody, you know, like for me, you know, I'm able to just like take my disarm a little bit and just like not be hyper independent and all of these things when I feel like, again, it's, if you can't tell, as women and the divine feminine within us, we really crave that emotional connection.
Yeah.
That emotional connection that helps me disarm when someone else, is able to witness my emotional state without necessarily needing to like fix it, but just being able to be like a healthy, like sacred masculine for me is someone who is a container, like a healthy, grounded container to hold it down when like stuff is going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, so not being afraid if I'm like stressed out or like anxious or angry or whatever is going on, being that like solid, grounded energy that's like the warrior that's like, it's okay no matter what battle's going on, I got you, like it's fine. Like that's like that's coming up for me right now, being able to witness me in my emotional whatever's going on without being shaken by it and then not being triggered by it either. It's like knowing where I begin and that other person is. Like that's like really, really helpful. And of course being a provider and like attentive, you know, and a protector, you know, to like all, you know, opposites that would be harmful to a situation or to me. Like that's really, really helpful. Like that helps me soften. And the other thing too is like, the people who embody that sacred masculine, they have this level of self-awareness and they know they have just such great, that's why I love that quote. They have such good intuition and discernment, like this crisp, sharp discernment to ask questions like, Melissa, okay, so like in this moment, and like guy friends have asked me this before, and like shout out to our guy friends that just like hold it down for the three of us, like seriously, asking us questions like, so in, okay, you have a lot going on right now. In this moment, do you need just someone to witness you and to listen? Do you need just a friend to listen? Or do you need a problem solver in this moment? And listen, there's times when moments, no, dude, like I need your brain to help me solve this problem. And there's some moments it's like, no, I am just so emotional right now. I just need to be like validated and heard, you know? So having the sacred masculine have that discernment, like, oh, I don't need to fix every problem that the feminine brings across my table. Sometimes we just need to be heard. We just need to be acknowledged. And then sometimes, yes, we need you to solve problems, you know? So I think that helps me soften is things like that. What about for you, Alex? And Avery?
Yeah, and then we'll wrap up. But yeah. So for me, I think it's like deep levels of communication. Like I need, especially with my line of work, I need to understand and process emotions constantly. So to be able to have like my ideal divine masculine would be somebody who creates safety where I genuinely feel heard. Because all day long, it's I'm being heard, but in a different way. It's not, it's for my clients. It's not I'm being heard for what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing. And because I also just all, like even with my zodiac and everything, the depths of who I am and the depths of my soul, I really need a masculine who can like be in that space with me and be like vulnerable and open. And for me, it's like, yes, the safety, the protection, the deep conversation, and then like physical touch is my number one love language. So I need like to be held and just loved and like embraced. That melts my heart into a puddle.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it's like having someone understand like what the soul really is and that the soul doesn't have a gender. And if we can just look at each other as like, as a pure soul and be aware that like our vehicle, our body is going to change, right? We're all going to age. We're going to look different. And we can't take it. Our body doesn't go up. Whatever you believe in, it's not going with us. Like I also can't stand when like people are like over materialistic and need to like buy and have all these like flashy things. Cause that also that there's no U-Haul.
Doesn't come with us.
Doesn't come with us. So if we can just all, me and a partner just agree on like the soul connection and how we can help each other in this lifetime, you know, as a, just like a pure, as a pure soul that's a little bit of a little bit of masculine, a little bit of feminine. Like I just think it could there's like beautiful a beautiful outcome with that. But like the body and like materials and like what car you drive or like what you wear and like this could be like very like weirdly like yogic of me, but like that's just really all I care about. And obviously being a provider, feeling soft, because I don't get soft often. Yeah. It's very hard for me to be in my softness. So if you can do that, I feel this episode is like confession, taking applications. It's not that. But it's like, I don't
but
know.
But like, listen up.
But like, yeah, no, I think there's like, I do have a lot of guy friends that I'm just like so thankful of that I was able to meet the last few years that have just given me so much like wisdom. And it's so nice to be able to pick apart like the male brain because we are different.
We are different
and it's okay. And you can still be healed and you can still be in a relationship and you can still like quick dopamine fixes. Like that's fine. But like, can we just like bring it back and also just like really be aware of each other's like soul?
Yeah. Self-awareness, I think, is also number one. But you can't be vulnerable or have deep conversations without the awareness. So I totally agree with that.
I feel like it's not hard. Just like show up for each other.
Yeah.
Do the work.
And we're here to like support you guys, honestly. Even if you want to DM us privately, if you want to like reach out, we are here to help support because we know this can also be a really scary journey and it can feel really lonely. Like it could feel really lonely as a feminine, but like even more lonely to some degree as a masculine. So please reach out. We like appreciate your time and energy and we are grateful. And just know that this episode was all about like truly loving and respecting and like seeing you guys and witnessing you and knowing that like you do have our support. So we appreciate your time. So until next time.
Bye everyone.
Bye.